We begin the Cheshire Shemay Breshes. Now, on the one hand, Rashi says at the very beginning of Sefer Breshes, why did we have to begin the Torah with Sefer Breshes? After all, Torah teaches us how to live our lives. True, it's important that we have to know Yesh Me'ayin. We have to know the world was created in 6 days. But that could have been in a separate sefer, like Koheles, like Shir HaShirim. Why did it have to be Torah? Torah is teaching us how to lead our lives. It's not that Sheshi Me'breshis and Yesh Me'ayin are not an important part of Torah. Just the opposite. V'chal Shabbos v'hesya. Hari hukakum v'chol dvarav. Why? Because Rashi and Tosis and Erevim both write Shabbos. When tonight at Kiddush, you say v'yichulu hashamayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam. Tonight after Maariv, we say v'yichulu hashamayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam. We are giving edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. Yesh Me'ayin. We do Shabbos. Is that testimony? Machal Shabbos. He denies that Eidus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, Yesh Me'ayin. Rambam writes further. Rambam writes, Oz Brisi Lolum. It's the oath of the Bris, Brisi Lolum. It's the eternal Bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is based on the fact Kishesh Yishomim Oz HaShem HaShemayim Varetz. So anyone who's Machal Shabbos is destroying the Bris between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Harikat V'Lachot Varetz. So it's a major point. And the Torah is full of it as we go through Shabbos in many places. But all the details could have been left for a separate sefer. Then, at the end of that, we have the creation of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is the Yetzir Kapo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created him, Ofam and Adama, by Yitzer, and he shaped him and he formed him. Ofam and Adama. And he gave him Nishmas Ruach Chaim and Neshama. Now, by Nechehu began Eden, Lo Avdu L'Shamra. He put him in Gan Eden. So, Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar asked the Kasha. This is the whole purpose of creating Adam HaRishon, to make him into a farmer. Now, if he's going to make him into a farmer, why do you have to put him in Gan Eden? He could have put him in a farmer anywhere. He could have been in Brazil. He could have been in Pakistan or whatever. He could have put him in White Dafka in Gan Eden. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, no, Lo'avdo, Lo'shamra, that is, Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shmiras. Okay. It means Kadosh Baruch Hu created a human being. The very fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created him directly, and by Yipach Ba'apov, he directly gave him a neshama, created a human being with a potential for the highest. And he put him in a place where he's not going to be distracted by anything, and he's used this world, the whole tachlis of the Bria, is we use this world to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he put him in place without any distractions. Doesn't have to worry about food, doesn't have to worry about clothing, shelter, anything. And then, but it's up to the human being. But he also gave him one very dangerous element called Bechira Chofshis. And he had a choice to use this world entirely in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to use it for his own private purposes. when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he said, no, but Teva Isha, Kito Eitz Hamacho, Tavi Leinayim, and Nechma Eitz Lahaska, Batikech Mandriya Batocha. She ate just to satisfy her own purposes, without trying to deny the fact that it's Baruch who gave us this world to use to serve him. And he put him in a place where there'd be no distraction, get everything out of it. Just use this world to serve him. Avdol Shomra. And once that happens, it's in a very dangerous position there. It's almost the dangerous position we are in this world. So what happens is the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim, and all Meforshim write, Adam Rishon came crashing down. Crashing down means he had Bechira Chavshis. But the Yehetzahar became an integral part of his personality and being. What happens? A person takes a look at something, just, I really like to eat this. But Torah says, no, wait 1 second. So that means the I is the, who's the I? It's the being that wants to eat it. That means, who am I? Which is, who are you? The Chaim Voloshin writes, Nevich Chaim. It's her inside of you or outside of you. He became a human being, a very conflicted human being, like we all are today. On the one hand, we have a neshama that pushes us in one direction. On the other hand, we have Taivas HaGuf that pushes us in a different direction. And all sorts of Taivas. There's the physical Taivas, the psychological Taivas, desire for power, desire for control, all sorts of different Taivas. And it's a neshama that tells, pushes us in a different direction. And to manage that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said a very simple thing. That's the story of the Dora Mabel, story of the 21st century. A human being who has the Yetzirah, integral part of his being, given a world where everything is easy and everything is simple, that will just take total control of him and he'll destroy himself. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He kicked them out of Gan Eden. Gan Eden, everything simple. He kicked them out of Gan Eden and says, Adam and Rishon, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to... Life's not going to be easy. When life gets too easy, the human being's desire for Taivas HaGuf just takes over him and controls him. So what does he say? Zeh Asapecha Toch Alechem. You're going to have to work hard in this world. I'm not going to give you too much leisure. Then, to the Isha, has a different job. Your job is to bring up a family. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. Well, a nachosh, he said, no. What is an animal's basic functions? He roams and he eats. And then he kicked them out of Gan Eden. Life is hard. For human beings, so then we have Cain in heaven. Cain in heaven caters to, describes to us one of the basic Yetzirahs of a human being. Cain, how can they fight? There's an entire planet Earth. You take one half of planet Earth, I'll take the other half. But a person can control half of planet Earth. A person can't control half of planet Earth. Elamai. People want everything. So the Medrash says, so what are they fighting about? So this one says, well, I want everything. And everyone says, I want everything. They're going to a fight. This goes back to the old problem that Chava had. What was Chava? What did Kodesh Baruch Hu says me call? Eitz Hagan Ochol Tocha. You need everything. Everything except one thing. What does she want? Everything. Medrash says, Haman min haTorah minayin. Where's the remez to Haman in the Torah? Hamin ha'etz. What does that have to do, Haman ha'etz of Chavas, eating the etz of Haman? What destroyed Haman in the end? In 127 provinces, everyone bowed down to him, except one Jew. One Jew didn't bow down. That's it. One Jew didn't bow down to him. What does it say? It's not worth anything to me. If I don't get everything, and what does that Haman end up with? Nothing. Hanging from a tree. Why? Because that day he got everything. The queen invites him to the Suda. Everything he has. And what he walks out is one Jew who doesn't bow down to me. What does it say? The whole thing isn't worth it to me unless I have everything. He comes to Achashverosh and he's finished. Chav had everything except one thing. One thing she couldn't have. People want everything. Kain and Hevel want everything. So then, this other Marisha has another child, Shais, a child, Enosh. Enosh begins with Avodah Zarah. Now, we have to understand, how does Enosh begin with Avodah Zarah? This is how Avodah Zarah, after all, Enosh knew he had a grandfather, Adam Arishan. I mean, not that many generations, Adam Arishan. And he knew Adam Arishan didn't have any parents. He had a grandfather, but didn't have a great-grandfather, a great-grandmother, and there were people living for a long time at that point. And Adam Arishan could tell him everything that happened. Ram writes, Enosh Atzmo. So what is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is Kodesh Baruch Hu created many kochos in this world. Wind, rain, climate, all sorts of kochos in this world. Physical powers of nature, psychological powers. And he said, how do we control all those powers of nature? Very simple. There's Hashkocha process in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. And what he does in response to our mitzvahs and our aveiros. People want to control the different powers of nature without having to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Control the rain, control the winds, control the nature, control everything. Zohar is recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the top, but he gave power to a lot of different sub-powers. Let's deal with these sub-powers so we don't have to deal with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the moment, so then, as time went on, humanity gets more and more distant from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gives an onus, makes life more and more difficult. And then comes the Dor HaMabul. Medrash says, comes the Dor HaMabul, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, human beings are descending and descending, losing any connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to any spirituality. And it's a very interesting Medrash. Medrash says, a human being who loses any connection to spirituality is nothing but an overgrown monkey. And so they begin even looking like monkeys. Became an animal. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then Noach is born. Noach is born. Vayikra Shmo Noach Lema. Zein Yenachameinu Mimaseinu Mitzvah Yodeinu. Noach is born. This is going to be, so, Medrash says, V'chino Lemech Novi. How did he know salvation and humanity is going to come through Noach? Except it goes like this, says the Medrash. Unbelievable Medrash. Humanity kept sinking down and down. human beings became more and more animalistic. They were nothing but overgrown animals. Super sophisticated animals, animals. And life became more and more difficult. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, before I destroy them, let me see, they couldn't put up with the Nisayan of Anius, of poverty. What's going to be with the Nisayan HaOshim? Maybe if I make life easy, they'll come back to me. So when Noah is born, there's a Shefa Bruch that comes to this world. It's unbelievable. Prosperity. So what happened? Post success. So then they began an unbelievable Radifus HaTaiva. And how does Taiva work? Gets control of a human being, defines a human being. No. I am this, I am this. Who are you as a human being? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yonah his instructions, Yonah ran away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes in the ship, and they draw lots. I see this whole sea storm. They draw lots. And what happens? It's on Yonah. I wonder, who is this man? That's it. What's your job? Some people define themselves by their jobs. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a this. I'm a that. Some people define themselves by where they come from. Where do you come from? Who are you? So what is Yonah? If you know, I'm a Jew. What does that mean? So Kimani Yovei is also in the wash. That's what defines. But nowadays people define, I am this, I am that. They define themselves by their title. That's who they are. And what happens at the end of Parshas Noach? Vayiki heichel adam lorov apnei adam obono sildoa. Vayu b'nei ha'elohim, the powerful people of b'no sildoa, kitavo tzein. What is Mikol Hashem? No limitation. Taiva without limitation. But you never can satisfy yourself. People never, you never get everything. So once you finish all the Muta Taivas, you go to the Osa Taivas. So what is Mikol Hashem? Bukharu? Says Rashi, Kol Hashem Bukharu Eishasish. But when that is finished, what do they do? Well, that's Bob. Then after they go to unnatural Tivus, Zohar. But even that doesn't finish. And they go to super unnatural Tivus, Behema. And because Tivus controls a human being and he loses any sense of control over himself, this is today's world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, I gave you a Shefa Bracha to come back to me. Then it's all over. It's all over. And he gave Noach a charge. Build a table, 120 years, see if you can get anyone to be a Balshevik. Noach was the single biggest failure in Kiruv in the history of the world. 120 years, not Makar of a single person. So Noah saves humanity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the world upside down. And he comes out. So how does Noah begin? So Noah is a tzaddik, tamim, everything. But then Noah is given, instructed, you have to, what happens? Now you have to begin humanity all over again. And let's see if it can keep on the straight, narrow path. Keep on a straight, narrow path. So that's what the first thing he does. Ish ha'adomo. How do we describe Moshe Rabbeinu? Ish ha'elokim. Describe Noach, ish ha'adomo. The two involved in this world. Then we have 10 generations. Noach has a son. Shem has a son, Eva. They move off into a corner. Then they're keeping a message, Noah's message, HaKadosh Baruch in this world. And the world keeps going and going and going down and down and down again. Then comes a Nimrod, powerful ruler, forces Avodah Zorah upon everybody, and everybody is willing to go along with him. And the world is turned to Avodah Zorah again, all the way down. Shem Ve'ever, I see in a little corner in Be'er Sheva. No one's paying attention to them. They have a small group of people. It's Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. And then all of a sudden, Avraham Avinu appears on the scene. Now, and there's a very big difference between Avraham Avinu and Noach and other Mishnah. Noach, at least, had who to learn from. He had Mr. Shelach, people. He was a clear connection to Adam Rishon, Mishes, Mr. Shelach. That's Noach. Adam Rishon, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him instructions. Avraham Avinu begins with nothing. Begins with nothing. Yeah, here's a person begins with nothing. And then he begins questioning. This whole business doesn't make sense. Avodah Zorah business doesn't make sense. And he begins questioning and understanding and figuring things out all on his own. And in the process comes a recognition there's one God who runs the world completely. That's he, Gemara says, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. What does that mean, Adon? Many people begin davening every morning with Adon Olam. What does Adon Olam mean? How do you begin davening? It means, HaKadosh, it's just the opposite of what Avodah Zorah is. Avodah Zorah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the top, and there are many powers in this world. And these powers have an independent power from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could, and if you can control those powers, you don't have to get up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk. In Adon means no. There's an Adon, there's an Eved. If the Adon gives an Eved instructions, the Eved carries those out. An Eved is not independent of the Adon. He's totally subjected to his instructions, totally controlled by him. So there are a lot of, there's rain, there's winds, there's climate, there are all sorts of things in this world, all sorts of powers in this world. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sitting at the top. But hands-on acts control. As Chazal tell us, if you see a leaf out there growing, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave nature intrinsic power and the leaf grows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending, is a tall chain of command direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make that leaf grow. Ein lucha esev esev. There's not a blade of grass or something. Malach, as the Rambam says. What does a malach mean? A direct shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemarkos omegadel. Grow. That's, he's an Odo. He gives, and there's a whole chain of command. And he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Rambam says, and he's sitting there in Orkazim, the center of the Avodah Zorah, and look, he has no Rebbe, he has nothing. He's sitting there figuring it out all by himself. He gets to a point of Emes. By Avraham Avinu, loud, as I said, this leads up to, he is not going to be like Adam Rishon, everything collapsed. Not going to be like Noah, everything collapsed. He's going to begin a people, going to continue as the representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message throughout. Now, there is something in Avraham Avinu Even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, the kayach that enabled him to do that. Avraham Avinu's kayach emes. Emes is so, you don't fool yourself, you're not fooled by other people. Emes is emes is emes. So then, confront. And that's number one, midah of Avraham Avinu. Number two, midah of Avraham Avinu. Not only emes, avos Hashem. Pasuk says, Avram Oavi. What does Av mean? Av is a combination of two things. When a person loves something, he sees in that thing that is loved as a value. And you want to connect yourself to that value, number one. But it's so much, becomes so much part of you, you want to share that love with other people. You're preoccupied. So Avraham Avinu, Avonu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to share it with other people. And he said that's the supreme value. Connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the supreme value in this world, and I want to share that value with other people. And therefore he's in the center of Avodah Zarah, in the same place where Nimrod, who's making sure that everyone's in Avodah Zarah, and the two come to an inevitable clash. And then Ramban writes, then Chazal tell us, Avraham Avinu gets on to the Kivshan Aish, so-called Ur Kazdim, the fires of Kazdim. And why? Because Avraham Avinu reached a point where he realized the whole value of his life is his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he reached through the Midas Emes. And therefore, if it means giving up his life, it's giving up his life. Because that's what gives life meaning. People give up their lives for something that gives life meaning, the ultimate meaning. When a person says, I'll fight in an army and I'm willing to die, why willing to die? You're giving up your life. Because what I'm dying for is the most valuable thing in the world. And therefore, I'm willing to give up my life for it. We hold there's only one thing one gives up one's life for. That's Torah. And that's why you give up your life for the 3 8 series of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aryeh, and Shlichus Lavan. We are half to Eitz Hashem Elokecha, Chol Vav V'Chol Nach Chol Mo'adecha, Afilu Notlos Nafshach. That's the ultimate value. That's Avraham Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does unbelievable nes. Kivshan Aish. And then he has the brother Haran. Haran is a typical Jew. He wants to go with the winner. Kind of figure out who's right. Nimrod's right. Avraham Avinu's right. Sees Avraham Avinu. Go through the Kivshan Aish. Okay, Avraham Avinu is the winner, I'll go with the winner. And he gets destroyed. Baruch Hu does nisim for people to go win with, because they value that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where we're going to begin now, the end of Parshas Noach, in the beginning. The story of Avraham Avinu is a very important story to understand who he was, what he was, and what means Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Were the founders of Klal Yisrael, and why they were. Shortly before Avraham, we'll stop. Okay. Meretz Hashem B'li Neder. The understanding of who and what Avraham Avinu is. That Meretz Hashem will begin next week.